The city of Austin is one step closer to the final goal of drawing new geographic district maps for the city council. Eight names were drawn yesterday at City Hall to serve on the city's new redistricting commission. As KUT's Joy Diaz reports, these eight have already received their first assignment.
The commissioner's mission, should they choose to accept it, is to find six more people from the pool of applicants. It's not exactly mission impossible, more like mission diversity. Local political consultant Mark Littlefield says the group of eight is facing a tough task.
Last week, the auditor released the Independent Redistricting Commission list of 60 people. And when it's all said and done, we've picked one person who lives south of Highway 71 and east of I-35.
From the beginning, the whole idea has been to have a commission that represents Austin's diversity, gender, ethnic, and geographic diversity. Magdalena Blanco's name was drawn from one of those rotating barrel-shaped things that you see at lottery drawings. She was ecstatic.
What? This is crazy!
As Blanco looked at the screen with the names from the first drawing, she noticed there are fewer men than women.
Three of the eight, so probably some men are going to be important. I can't tell these days now by last name what their ethnicity is, so that was going to be something else to consider.
Commissioners will try to bring in people with diverse socioeconomic backgrounds and with diverse life experiences. Once there are 14 people at the table for the redistricting commission, their mission will get even tougher. Carmen Janes Pulido was also chosen to serve. She's a young community organizer. Janes Pulido says she and the other commissioners will have to break up the city into 10 geographic districts. Each district will end up being represented by one city council member. The commission will have to draw the lines carefully to make sure each has an equal number of people and that no one group is underrepresented.
I'm really going to be counting on all the people I know in all the neighborhoods in Austin that I know to be giving feedback, to attending the public hearings, because it's going to take all of us.
And it's going to happen fast. The city's new maps have to be in place by Christmas time. Joy Diaz, KUT News.